about this time, we're going up the tunnel, and I'm just in absolute fear and hopelessly lost and fearing these demons, all of a sudden, Jesus showed up. Praise you, Lord. Jesus showed up. This bright light lit up the place. I only saw his outline, the outline of a man. I couldn't see his face. It was so bright. And I just looked into this light and saw his outline. And I just fell on my knees and collapsed. I couldn't do anything but worship him. I was so grateful that 1 second ago I was lost forever. And now all of a sudden I'm out of this place. Because I already had known Jesus. Those people can't get out. But because I was already saved, I knew and understood there is no way out of this place. Only by Jesus. He is the only way to keep from going to this place. And in Revelation 1:6 it says, John, when he went to heaven, and it says, and he saw Jesus, and his countenance was as the sun that shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man. That's just how I did. I fell at his feet like a dead man. And now you think you'd want to ask him a million questions, but when you're there, all you can do is worship him and praise his holy name and thank him for what he saved us from. When I got my composure at least enough to start forming thoughts, I said to the Lord, I don't even think I asked him, I just thought it and he answered me. I thought, Lord, why did you send me to this place? Why did you send me here? And he said to me, because people do not believe that this place exists. He said, even some of my own people do not believe this place is real. I was shocked at that statement. I thought every Christian's got to believe in hell. But not everybody believes in a literal burning hell. And I said, Lord, why did you pick me? And he didn't answer me on that question.